Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
That time again, sports fans. The award-winning Sports Overnight America weekend is on the air. Join the world's worst handicapper, my good friend Mark Mancini. There he is. And, of course, our great attorney friend Laura Snoke, who's riding high right now. It is April, and her Dodgers are undefeated. And that's a beautiful thing. This is yours truly, Artie Source, your source for sports. Now, you can hear us all over the map. We're on Sports Byline USA. We're on Sirius 217, XM 203, and all the apps. We're on American Forces Radio worldwide. So, I mean, you can be anywhere and tune us in. Be one of our 300,000 great listeners. We'd love to have you. Mm-hmm. And we also have 100-plus radio stations coast to coast. If you want to make contact with us, we're missing our host, Fred Wallen, but sportsfred at AOL.com or your source for sports, S-O-R-C-E, at gmail.com. We want to hear your letters. And of course, all the troops out there, you know, guarding our country, just stay healthy, everybody. And one of the things we want to talk about this week is we're in that season where the majors are going to start in golf. So we've got the Masters basically a fortnight away. Augusta's prepared. The players are all set. So I'm excited for both the men and women in the Final Four. And that looks like it's going to be real exciting. We also want to talk a little bit about what's really going on with the tush push in the NFL, the kickoff. I mean, the kickoffs are goofy. You put people at the 25 and 30 yard line. And I mean, as an old kicker, I used to like to run down and get a little bit entangled with guys. The kicker standing there at his own 30 yard line, you know, combing his hair, as Chick Hearn would say, there's nobody around him. It's kind of weird. What are your thoughts on that? The tush push, I don't know, for years, for 94 of the 105 years of the NFL, you weren't allowed to do that. You weren't allowed to enable help or help a running back or a runner try to get a first down. And so they had an idea. Now they tabled it until the June meetings. We'll see what happens there. It seems like the Packers are the big team that really don't want to do that. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Major League Baseball. How hot are the Dodgers? And we'll be right back, and we're going to talk all about that and a lot more on Sports Overnight Weekend.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Back on Sports Overnight America. Yours truly, Artie Source, is hosting tonight, along with two of my favorite people on the planet. I've got Mark Mancini and, of course, Laura Snow. And, Laura, let's kick it off with the Dodgers. I mean, you have been a lifelong Dodger fan, prominent attorney in Southern California. You go back to Duke Snyder and Sandy Koufax and the Big D, Don Drysdale, and some of the great Dodger teams I grew up with. Did you ever think in your wildest imagination that the season would start and the Dodgers would be undefeated after 8 games?
You know, the fans are talking about being undefeated for the season, which is completely out of control. No way.
That's like the stock market's going to go up tomorrow, too.
Yeah. But that last game, when they were down 5-0, I couldn't believe it. I mean, 5 unearned runs. First of all, that entire game, there were no earned runs against the Dodger pitching staff. And they were down 5-0.
And the thing that really amazes me, Laura, the thing that really amazes me is you've got, you know, your first baseman, Freddie Freeman's hurt. Mookie Betts has some mysterious ailment. And yet the guys that they picked up to kind of be backups have all come to the forefront and are playing great ball. This is a full 26 member team move, and I think it's fantastic.
You know the interesting thing is that of all the new players, none of them have ever won a championship. So you've got all these new players that, you know, good players like Blake Snell and Conforto, I mean, that really want to win a championship. And I mean, with that walk-off home run, first of all, I mean, you couldn't script it. Max Muncy comes up, he's having a really tough year. He commits two errors in the first two innings, leading to, I think, 3 runs or 4 runs. I don't know. And he's using the torpedo bat, and he comes up in the eighth, I guess, and he decides he's going to use his regular bat, hits a double to tie the game. He just couldn't script it. And then Shohei comes up in the bottom of the ninth, first pitch hits it out of the park. I mean, It's a lot of fun to watch.
Now, I have to ask Mark Mancini, who's a Padre fan, longtime Padre fan. Yeah, what are the Padres doing? I mean, it seems to me like Fernando Tatis Jr. playing awfully good baseball. I did not see this coming. You saw it. You love the Padres. They're undefeated as well. Playing Chicago. I think this weekend should be a great series in Wrigley Field. What are your thoughts on that, Marky?
7-0, first time in franchise history the Padres have gotten out better than the 98 squad. And they're you know, it's unbelievable. You know, when I look at this start in the National League West with all these teams except the Rockies in the mix, you can't let teams get too far ahead, because I remember that 35-5 start of the 84 Tigers, and they could bury a division real quick. So the Padres are within, you know, striking distance, half a game out. Who would ever thought second place team in the division undefeated would be in second place? But,
and how about if you're in third place and you're the San Francisco Giants?
Yeah, they're 5-1.
Billy lost one.
Yeah. But yeah, the thing is, you know, it's funny because, you know, the Dodgers, out of their 8 wins, 6 of them have been come from behind. So they've been pulling them out from their behind. And that catches up with you after a while. I mean, you're if you dodge bullets, one of them's bound to get you. So we don't know.
I will tell you this. I've watched a lot of Major League Baseball. Now, Fred always jokes that I'm 127 years old. I'm not quite that old, but I am getting up there. I've seen some great baseball teams. I go back to the Big Red Machine, yep. We Are Family, Stargells, Pirates. You know, it was kind of a very interesting malapropos whip there. But bottom line is, this ball club here, to me, might be the best team ever assembled since going back to the Yankees of the 20s and 30s. Your thoughts on that, you guys?
The Dodgers, you mean?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, you gotta put the peace pipe down, get out of the 60s VW bus. This ain't the best team ever.
No.
When I look at the Dodgers, yeah, they might be the best team in a watered down league. But when you compare them with the 76 Reds, one of the best offensive teams of all time, you got to go back to some of them.
I mentioned them, didn't I, Marky?
Huh?
I think I mentioned them, didn't I?
Yeah, yes. But they're not the 76 Reds. You know, this
do they have the ability to possibly become that? That's my
well,
question.
And that pitching staff ain't the 70s Orioles either, which had 4 20 game winners. So
yeah, I mean, you got Cuellar, Palmer.
I think what happens is a lot of us get out of that realm of things, and, you know, kind of like, you know, that thing with LeBron James saying that, you know, the Greek Freak would score 250 points if he was playing in the 1970s. To me, the 70s were the best for baseball, and nobody's going to challenge them 70s. The Dodgers were good. The Phillies were excellent. You had the Reds, you had the Pirates, the Yankees, the list. There was 8-9 teams back then in the 70s. No other decade has shown that. So the Dodgers.
That's something that a lot of people don't ever talk about. The fact that you've got 30 teams now in Major League Baseball. And there was a time when there were 16 teams in the American League and National League. And, you know, that does make it a little different. Now, obviously, the population has grown. There's more opportunities. Are there any other teams out there in either league that are intriguing to you guys as baseball fans?
Well, I think the Padres are, if they can just focus on themselves and not worry about everybody else. They seem to get rid of, you know, the Sotos out of there. They've kind of cleaned house with some of their guys. So, you know, Machado and Tatis and, you know, Bogarts and Jackson Merrill is something else. I mean, they've signed into a big contract. So I think the Padres will always play in the shadow of the Dodgers. But you know what? They're starting to build something down there in San Diego. They've gone, like, I don't know how many games of just complete sellouts. So I think the Padres, the Pirates can be interesting.
Well, that's what really blows my mind, Mark, and maybe, Laura, you can comment on this. I remember going to Jack Murphy, San Diego Stadium, and having 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 people be in the stands. And I remember even 15 years ago going to Petco when it first opened, and there'd be 10, 12, 14,000. But the Padres drew over 3 million fans last year. And to me, that says that that's a major league sports town. Now, they take the Chargers, they send them off to L.A. because, you know, not that I want to get into the ownership of the Chargers, but that's a story for another day. But, you know, San Diego lost their basketball team. They lost their football team. And now they have the San Diego Padres, and they're drawing great crowds. And, Laura, what do you think that has something to do with the O'Malley family still being involved with their franchise?
Yeah, probably. But I mean, there's not a whole lot of other games in town in San Diego. And the other thing is, out of those millions of fans that they've drawn, you got to remember that at least a third of the fans when the Dodgers play there are Dodger fans, at least a third, if not more. So, you know, I think, you know, San Diego's always been in the shadow of L.A. I mean, there's the curse of all the teams that come here. I think that the NFL decision to allow the Chargers to come here was one of the most bonehead decisions I've ever heard of. They have no fan base here, and they never will have a fan base here because there's still such a huge Raider fan base here. I mean, I go to every San Diego Raider game, and I'm telling you, there are, the cameras struggle to find Charger fans in the stands. I mean,
you know, back in the early '80s, I worked for Al Davis in their media department, and I got to tell you, they used to fill the Coliseum with 82,000 people from '82, '83, and '84. And yes, those were great football teams. I mean, in '82, they lost to the Jets in the
season tickets in those years.
Yeah, and in '84 they beat the Redskins in the Super Bowl. And I got to tell you, you know, guys like James Garner, you know, you had all the stars from Hollywood on the sidelines, and I mean, it was the thing to do to go to a Raiders game.
My seats were right next to Magic Johnson's. I mean,
hey, and you guys have been all over the country, and you know, we've talked about this numerous times at fan bases. To me, you know, growing up and watching the Dodgers and going to some of their games, it was a different fan base. And now it just seems like ever since the Raiders have left LA, there's an extraordinary Raider fan base.
Can I tell you something that's really bizarre about going to Raider games in Las Vegas at Allegiant Stadium? It's become such a destination place to go for the other teams who get to go there every 4 years. A lot of people, like we went, Jacqueline and I were back in Las Vegas a couple of years ago, and the Bears were coming to town, and we flew in on a Sunday morning, and everybody was in Urlacher jerseys and Singletary jerseys and Dick Butkus jerseys. And I was like, there's like thousands of Bear fans here. And I'm wondering if that doesn't cause a little bit of problem for Pete Carroll and the new franchise, Geno Davis. Geno just signed a huge Geno Smith, a huge two. I think it was 2 year extension.
Two years.
The Raiders are trying to do the right thing.
Well, yeah, but the fan base now, you know, talking about the Dodger Stadium and Laura, you could, you know, if you went to games in the 70s and 80s, it was a mild crowd. Now it's kind of, I don't want to use the word thuggery type of a crowd coming into those games, but coming out, but it just seems the perception is almost like they let a lot of people out of jail and said, well, you got out on good behavior, we'll let you have a Dodger ticket.
We're going to have to take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit more about Sports Overnight America. If you want to get in contact with us, you can call sportsfred@aol.com or yours truly, Artie Source, yoursourceforsports@gmail.com. Back.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Hey, everybody, we're back on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. And hope everybody's having a great weekend, first weekend of April. I'll tell you what, it's awfully nice down here in Miami. I will say that much. But here's one of the things I wanted to talk to both Laura Stoke and Mark Mancini about. The 49ers, last rumor I heard, and I do have some people that are well-placed in the San Francisco media, Aaron Rodgers is trying to use the leverage of the 49ers to get the Steelers to pick up from that $25 million. And it seems to be affecting Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy and his agents want $60 million. Most NFL insiders think he's worth 25 to 35. I mean, he's done a great job for him over the last 4 or 5 years, and he's been far underpaid. Nobody can argue that. But what are your thoughts on that, you guys? You can go first this time, Marky.
Well, I don't want to disrespect any women here, but this guy seems like a media whore. I mean, he really is, as far as trying to get all the money he can get. 41 years old. You know, if I'm the Steelers and I'm the players there on the Steelers, I'm looking at this as like, this guy, does he really want to be in Pittsburgh, you know, or is he just using leverage to better himself? So you got to really look at it. To me, the 49ers, you know, Wayne Gretzky called the New Jersey Devils one time a Mickey Mouse operation. The 49ers, to me, are a Mickey Mouse operation. They don't know what the heck they're doing. Kyle Shanahan is out coaching pretty much a lot of games. And the 49ers have lost Deebo Samuel to the Washington Redskins because they didn't want to give him what he was wanted. So I think the 49ers is dysfunctional in more ways than one. And, you know, I'm looking at Aaron Rodgers as more dysfunctional in more ways than one.
Yeah. It could be time to hang him up. What are your thoughts on that, Laura?
Yeah, I think so too. I don't see him succeeding in San Francisco or Pittsburgh. I mean, I don't know. To me, he's just
here's my theory, Laura. I think he's got three choices. He can retire as a four-time MVP, one-time Super Bowl champion. All right. Number two, he can go to Pittsburgh, give it a great effort, see if he can take that team and maybe win a playoff game, since that seems to be their new realm of success. It used to be Super Bowls. Now they just want to win a playoff game. Or number three, wait until August. And every year, a quarterback seems to go down, and then maybe he can be a stopgap to get in there.
Well,
but my question is, and I think, Mark, you hit it on the head, Aaron Ego is Aaron Ego, and that's the reason why. And I think that's been his biggest problem the last 3-4 years.
Well, I think one thing, you need more owners running franchises like Pat Riley who stand up to these guys and say, hey, if you're not going to configure to our city or our team, we don't need you down here. And Pat Riley's shown about 4 or 5 top grand athletes the door completely out of your backyard where you are this weekend, Artie.
Well, that's an interesting segue, though, because the last guy Pat Riley showed the door to is doing pretty well in San Francisco. So,
well, yes, but Laura, we all go through the honeymoons.
We'll see.
You know, and the, you
well,
know.
That was a big game. That was a big game last night. It seemed to me like Golden State's playing some good ball. I was worried a little bit about Curry there when he fell down and hurt his hip. But they seem to be coming together at the right time. Your thoughts on both?
I think if the Lakers would have hit their shots, they would have won that game. I mean, I think the Lakers actually played a better game than the Warriors, but they just couldn't hit their shots. I mean, they got in great positioning. Well, they played really good defense, and they their shooting, I think Doncic was like, you know, shot 30% or something. I mean,
yeah, but getting back to Jimmy Butler, he's burned more bridges than, you know, some repair guys fixing these things. Chicago, he had problems. Went to Minnesota. Went to Philly. Went to Miami.
Kyrie Irving tag on him, Martin.
Yeah. How many cities did these guys burn before somebody? See, there's where you got to look at character over talent. And Miami's done very well without Butler down there. Harrow's done good down there. There's a lot of guys, so. I'll take my chances with what Miami's done. And, you know, Andrew Wiggins is in Miami. So, I mean, you know.
He's actually played some good ball the last 3-4 weeks.
What's Kevin Durant done ever since he's left the Warriors?
Well, he just got hurt. He's done for the season. He might have played his last game.
Huh? And what's Kyrie Irving done ever since he's left Cleveland or Boston?
I think there's an APB out on him for him in Dallas right now. So that's a good question there. Let me ask you guys this. Can anybody beat the two preeminent teams, one of them in the Eastern Division, which is obviously Boston's the defending champion, but you got Cleveland with Mitchell and you have OKC with their superstar. I mean, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I mean, what are they, 64-13? Pretty good record. Can the Lakers and the Warriors compete with OKC, and can the Celtics and some of the Eastern teams compete with the Cleveland team?
Yes.
Well, yeah. I think Boston's going to be the team to beat. They're trying to run it back. They're well executed. This is a team that believes in itself, and as much as the people in LA hate it, I think the Celtics might just repeat. I mean, I've always liked Jason Tatum. They've moved guys out of Boston that didn't fit, and look what they've done. And I just think their coach is great. And you saw their previous coach had relationships all over the place. They moved him out of there. So I think, you know, I think this is going to be the way to build teams, is you got to get not only the talent, but you got to really look at the character and how to build teams. And Boston and Miami have done quite well with these guys because, you know, we've seen this in anything. You can have the best people in an organization, but if your ownership is mishmash, doesn't matter what you got in your organization.
And I think team continuity, I think meshing in the clubhouse, I think those things are highly underrated in terms of what team concepts are. And speaking of team concepts, I got to get into the Final Four in both women's and men's. I mean, you've got pretty much 8 blue bloods that are in the Final Four in both the women's and men's side. I mean, I got to tell you, I'm very impressed with what UCLA has been able to do in women's basketball, and I'm really impressed with this freshman flag who plays for Duke. Yeah. Your guys' thoughts on those two and what you think is going to happen in the Final Fours?
Well, the game tonight between UCLA and UConn is just going to be a classic because Paige Bueckers has just been playing out of her mind, and UCLA's been playing great as a team, and I love to see Hawkeyes playing really well. Cooper Flagg,
the greatest women's program since Pat Summitt had her Tennessee team.
No, it's great.
I mean, no doubt, UConn's for real.
And I think I told you guys, you know, I was born at Duke. So I only lived there for a few months, but I still have a soft spot in my heart for Duke. So even though I'm a UCLA fan, I always root for Duke unless they're playing UCLA. So Cooper Flagg is so impressive. I mean, the guy just turned 18. He apparently got out of high school a year early, and the poise that he shows and his basketball IQ. So I think it's going to be Duke. Ultimately, it's going to win. And I think UCLA and UConn, I think the winner of that game, although South Carolina is also playing really well. I don't know. The women's
I got one team still standing from the beginning, and that's Auburn. And I watched the Alabama Duke. You know, Duke, I've never been a big Duke guy. I mean, I respect their program and everything, but I just, you know, and it was interesting to see how they, when they got beat by, I think it was North Carolina State last year, they kind of took it from the beginning and kind of built it back up. But I've always looked at Duke, and, you know, my biggest thing was when Nevada, Las Vegas, and Jerry Tarkanian just ran them out of the building by 30 points in that championship game and beat Krzyzewski and them.
College basketball team,
yeah,
by the way.
But I've never, you know, I like I said, I respect their program and everything. I thought Alabama would beat them. They didn't. But I think the classic is going to be Auburn and Florida. That is going to be the war of wars.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are not – you know, Florida's favored by 3 points in that game, you guys. And I thought that was pretty amazing to me. Because
Boone guy is pretty darn good, too. Yeah.
And then if you look at Duke being favored by 5 over Houston, I think Houston has the athletes to give Duke a run for their money. If I was going to put my money out on the line, I would probably take Florida, and I'd probably go with South Carolina in the women's tournament just because they seem to have the athletes and maybe a little deeper rotation than some of the other teams. And that's just my opinion. And, I mean, don't take that to the bank. If you want to go to the bank, take what Mark says. Mark, who you got?
I'm going to run with Auburn. I ran with them from the beginning, along with Alabama there and a couple other teams. But Auburn is still standing.
Side? How about for the ladies' side?
I like UCLA. I mean, I think it's nice that, you know, what they're doing. They're up against it with UConn. UConn's been, what, 17 times?
UConn's playing incredible.
That's amazing. I mean,
talk about two of the greatest traditions in basketball and collegiate basketball history. I mean, between UConn and, of course, you know, what Louis's been able to do, and then you look at what John Wooden did at UCLA all those years ago. Wow, two blue moons. It should be exciting. It's going to be a great weekend of sports. And we're going to be back with more Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, right after this.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-600-3400. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We're back on Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. If you want to, you know, make a comment on the show, tell us how good we are, how much we are not that good, let us know. You can call, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com. And for everybody out there, we miss Fred. We want him to get better.
Yeah.
I just hope he can get it back together. And then myself is your source for sports at gmail.com. And source is SORCE. So if you want to tell us what you think, we'd love to hear from you. You're important to us. Because without you, we don't have a show. So that's the bottom line there. Now,
we miss what we got going on.
We got NFL free agency. We touched a little on Aaron Rodgers. There's still a lot of good free agents out there. But for some reason, once you get through that first 25 guys, that next 100 guys, they have to wait a little longer. It seems like the checkbooks kind of like tighten up a little bit. Your thoughts on what's going to happen in the Green Bay draft, which is only 20 days away, you guys. Go ahead and lead the way, Laura.
I think there's a dearth of quarterbacks in this in this draft. There's a lot of teams that need some players, so it should be it should be interesting to see where all the chips fall at the end of the day. As a Raider fan, I hope the Raiders draft well. They seem to have a lot of good personnel right now in their front office. So hopefully they'll make some good decisions. They need some help in their secondary.
You look at the two quarterbacks that everybody's talking about. Cameron Ward, who was at Washington State, had a great year for Miami. And then Shedeur Sanders, who's Coach Deion Sanders' son. And they both have some great things about their game. I mean, some of the plays that Cameron Ward makes on the move where he's falling down and he flips it out to somebody over there, which, you know, that's like a point guard in basketball, which is just incredible. You know, other than those two, and then there's a pretty big fall off till you get to guys like Jackson Dart, who the Steelers are real high on, Mark. The kid that played for Miami by way of the University of Southern California, he's in the mix, the national champion quarterback at Ohio State. He's another one that's making some ripples. Is there anybody out there in that first round, whether it's a defensive end or a defensive tackle? I mean, I look at Michigan's Mason Graham. I mean, he looks like an Alex Karras or a Merlin Olsen type on the front line. There's a lot of really good corners, a lot of really good edge rushers, and a lot of really good safeties in this draft. Outside of those two quarterbacks, do you see anybody that can really maybe make a dent?
Well, first of all, you got to look inside the NFL, and what we have is we got a bunch of regurgitated quarterbacks that spent more time in different cities than most stewardesses have traveled to. So, you know, Laura brought up, you know, Geno Smith. You know, he probably should have stayed where he was up there in Seattle, but they moved him out because they got Sam Darnold. But, you know, these guys that become successful in a city when they weren't somewhere else, and then they take the money and run to another city, kind of fall back off the cliff. And I don't think Geno Smith's going to do anything in Las Vegas.
Really think Mike Tomlin and Omar Khan are the perfect choice to lead the Steelers? I mean, they haven't won a playoff game in 6 years. What was a great tradition of world champions. I mean, they go to the playoffs, they're at 8-7, 10-7, 8-8 team. Well, I mean, are they still what they were in terms of being?
I think people, when you're consistent, people believe in you. And the Steelers have been a very consistent organization for years. They've only had three head coaches previously. Yeah. So, I mean, Tomlin's been there, 17 years? He's not even had a losing season. Now, the playoffs are a crapshoot.
How many 8-8 seasons does that encompass?
Well, I don't know. If you take the Raiders, you take the Jets, you take the Dolphins, you take
take the Jets, honest to God? Are you forcing me to
take it? Well, these organizations have been living off a tradition.
Exactly.
I mean, look at when was it
was the last time the Jets were relevant?
Yeah, well, that's the same. When was the last time the Raiders and Dolphins have been relevant?
Mm. Except for 1 year under the special team.
Right,
coach,
but I think it's – I think 11
games, and then they fired him for winning 11 games.
Well, so then the question goes to you, Artie, then. Is it better to have a program that you know you're going to have a 99.9% chance of getting in the playoffs year in and year out, or roll the dice and not even know if your team's going to make the playoffs, in the next 20 years? So the Steelers have been there.
I see your point. I love the fans of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I go to a lot of games. I mean, they are in love with their Steelers, and they're there thick and thin, which you can't always say about a lot of other fan bases in the National Football League. But, I mean, I look at it, and I got to be honest with you, and Big Ben at the end of his career wasn't what he was at the beginning, but, the Justin Fields, Russell Wilson experiment blew up in their face. The Pickett, Kenny Pickett experiment blew up in their faces. I really think that this Arthur Smith offense, where you throw on first down and you throw an incomplete pass and it's second and 10 and you hand it to a running back and he gets 2 yards. Now you're in third and 8 against a great defense that has basically dictated to you that they're going to come after your, you know what, right on this play. And I mean, I wonder, you said it earlier, this regurgitated group of coaches who spin around in the NFL and continue because of the old boy network, get opportunities. I think it's got to end at some point. Your thoughts on that?
Well, you know what? And you look at that Steeler division, other than the Cleveland Browns, the Ravens and Bengals are there year in and year out. I mean, I don't want to take anything from Kansas City, but that division has been Mickey Mouse for how many years?
When you saw Lamar Jackson and Burrow, That's a lot. That's a lot to deal with, no doubt.
Right,
Laura. I mean, are you a Burrow fan? I mean, I'm a Burrow fan. I think he's awesome.
Yeah, I think he's got. Yeah, I am. I think he's great. I as always, I have high hopes for my Raiders. I don't think there's any team in any sport that has better fans than the Raiders, with a worse record.
There's no doubt about it.
And they truly are.
They celebrate Halloween every day.
I mean, the Raiders started the whole, Raider Nation.
Laura, your Raiders picked up Raheem Mostert from Miami, who just as recently as 2 years ago rushed for over 1,000 yards. I've always liked him. I remember him in San Francisco. He's going to try to plug into that running game. I think they lost a key component when they lost Jacobs to Green Bay. And I think they need a good running back. Yep. I'd like to see him get this Ashton Jaunte from Boise State, who I've seen physically in a couple of different of the combines. And, I mean, what an animal he is. I mean, he reminds me of a mini Jerome Bettis with speed.
Wow. Yeah, no, we'll see. I mean, you can you can have all the predictions you want, but when it comes down to it, you never know until the season starts. And going back to basketball, we were talking about just for a second, the playoffs is a whole different season. So I don't give Oklahoma City really a lot of chance to go all the way. I think Golden State.
If you had to look at the Western Conference, who would be the team to watch for you?
I think the Lakers have a real good chance. I think Golden State has a real good chance. I mean, Denver maybe still up there. I just don't think I think they're going to fold in the playoffs, but we'll see. We'll see. You never know.
Yeah, I like J.J. Redick.
That's what makes it so exciting.
J.J. Redick deserves to be considered coach of the year. I mean, the Lakers got a good team. They got a good nucleus. I like Jackson Hayes. I think the Warriors are a dynamite kid.
You know what scares me a little bit about the Lakers? What Laura said earlier in the show, when one of the two superstars that they have doesn't show up, it really translates into a tough situation for them. If both of them play at the top of their games, I think they can play with anybody.
Yeah. They're pretty hard to beat.
You know, and I also
Clippers are going to have something to say about it too. They're pretty.
Is Kawhi Leonard going to be ready to go in the playoffs?
Well, they got the Clipper curse.
There's
they
no
got,
way.
Yeah, but they
no
got Nor- they got Norman Powell. They got Ben Simmons. Yeah. They got some role guys there. Ooh. Keep your eyes on them.
They have the Clipper curse.
Yeah.
I have a very good friend who's a Clipper fan and a season ticket holder, and I give him a hard time every year. And, you know, so far I've been right. So we'll see.
Anthony Davis is back in town, so we'll find out.
To Buffalo, San Diego, L.A. That's a tough one.
Hey, you know what?
We should
do a show on.
You got to watch out for, though.
We should do a
show. Nobody seems to be talking about him. And that's the Denver Nuggets and Jokic.
I just said
they went for.
Yeah, they're up there. Yeah.
Yeah, but
I think
I don't know.
It's all over. They're going to be in with a shout.
I don't.
And I think what about in the East? The Knicks? Can the Knicks scare somebody, or Miami scare somebody?
No, I kind of think, you know, I love my Bucks, but you know what? Keep your eyes on the Pistons. Boy, that fight the other day that spilled into the crowd was unbelievable. Did you see it?
No,
that always happens in Detroit.
No, this one wasn't in Detroit. This one happened in Minnesota, but it involved Detroit.
Okay,
five players, two coaches. It kind of spilled into the crowd. You know, they kind of cushed it up a little. They didn't want another Malice in the Palace.
Yes, that was. I'll never forget that as long as I live. It had to be almost 15 years ago now, but that was so scary to me, and it really did set the NBA back a long time. So who's your number one pick in the NFL draft this year, you guys? Throw a name out there.
Well, I like Sanders. I like Deion's kid. I know he's catching a lot of flack, but, you know, Deion's a smart guy, man.
Tennessee doesn't need a quarterback, right?
Yeah, well, you know, you got to – if I'm Deion, I'm kind of looking at this and saying, do I really want my son to go to a team that's, you know, you got to be thrown into the fire right away? I like to see Deion, you know, pull his son like what John Elway did with, you know, hey, you know what? I'm not going to Indianapolis. I'm going to go play
John
baseball
Elway
for the Yankees.
And the Eli Manning deal where you just say, no, I don't want him playing there. I want him.
Yeah. Why not? Why go to some place where you don't want to go, where the tradition has always been like a bottom feeder, and you're just going to be another guy thrown to the wolves there? You kind of stand up and say,
did you see the extension that Deion got from the University of Colorado?
Yeah, he's a good. That's why he didn't go to Dallas.
5 years, $4 million. Yeah, that's a nice little deal there. Do you think? I mean, if you're Tennessee and you're looking at that crew of people, does Cam Ward and or Shedeur Sanders really entertain you at all, Laura?
Well, I don't know about that, but you know, there's always Tom Brady was a sixth round pick. So
that's exactly right. It's not a perfect science.
It's not a perfect science. And I certainly don't pretend to know.
Joe Montana was a third round pick.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, we've seen the college is, you know, the players, you know, make money now. So why can't a athlete have the choice of saying, you know what, I don't want to go to your organization because it's piss poor. You know, and you've done nothing to build that team around it to get it successful. It's one thing to see a team miss the playoffs and get in the trash, but it's another thing to see a team that's consistently in these things, like the Carolina Panthers and some of these other teams. You kind of say to yourself, do I really want to go to that city? Yeah, the city could be nice, but I'm never going to win anything there, and I'm going to be out of there in 2 years because they're going to draft another quarterback.
Hey, we're going to be back to wrap up Sports Overnight, the weekend edition. When we come back, if you want to make a comment about any things we've talked about so far tonight, please let us know. You can get a hold of us at sportsfred@aol.com or your source for sports, sorce@gmail.com. And we love having you aboard, and we'd love to hear your comments. We'll be back with the final segment of Sports Overnight Weekend Edition.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
We're back for the final segment on Sports Overnight America. It's Artie Source along with Laura Snoak and Mark Mancini. And we promised you we'd talk a little bit about the 89th Masters, which is coming up next week. And there's going to be a lot of action there. I mean, one of the great traditions of all time going back to 1932, Jack Nicklaus, Ben Hogan, Sam Snead, Tommy Watson, Nick Faldo. A lot of great players have won the Masters over the years. Here's one of the dilemmas in the professional golfing world. You have the new LIV group, which is consists of 54 players. You have the PGA Tour, which has always been around. And you've got cascading ratings in professional golf. And the fans want the best players to play against each other. So there's the big dilemma. Your thoughts on what golf needs to do to come together, Mark? And I know we don't have much time, so you know, give me 30 seconds on the best you can do there.
Well, I need more guys like Tiger Woods to get the sport more involved. When Tiger Woods plays the sport, all eyes are on the sport. When he doesn't play,
That's that needle that he moves well.
Yeah. It's like one of those gauges on your car. It goes empty real quick.
Like you said, the best players aren't playing against each other every day. They are going to be playing against each other in the Masters. So I'll probably watch that. And hopefully it'll be a really good tournament. But if the merger goes through, I think that'll help.
You know, there's an interesting thing happening this weekend, you guys. Fox Network is actually going to televise. I'm down in Miami covering the LIV event here in Miami prior to the Masters. And NBC Sports is covering the Valero Texas Open. Now, neither one of them have garnered huge ratings because of the split. It'll be interesting to see head-to-head, network against network, which of the two groups comes out ahead. And that's something for the fans to look forward to.
My thoughts are with Fred, and good luck, Fred. We'll hopefully see you next week.
I love it. Good night, everybody, and thanks for joining us.